Dear Lord, it is indeed a sweet hour prayer when we are approaching your throne of grace.
主，当我们每一次来到你恩典的宝座，实在是我们甜蜜的祷告。
Here indeed is the heaven on earth.
这边的确是在地如同在天。
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful village, a privilege.
我们为这奇妙的特权，我们来到，我们感谢你。
We can pray as we ought.
我们可以我们可以来到你面前祷告。
And we also can pray according to your will.
我们可以靠着你的旨意来祷告。
We will your will.
你的旨意成为我们的旨意。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
On earth as it is in heaven.
在地上如同在天。
We are here, Lord, speak to every one of us.
主，我们在这里，求你向我们每一个人说话。
Don't let us go unless we really meet you.
不要让我们离开，除非我们遇见你。
Thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
将祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Since I did not expect to speak today.
因着我并没有原来期待说今天要来交通。
So I tried to squeeze or condense my message last time to one session.
所以我要把上一次我的信息把它精简到今天这个信息里。
今天上只讲一个钟头。Now since I have more time by the grace of the Lord.
因为靠着主的恩典，我有更多的时间。
So I think I should clarify some important points that we have shared last week.
所以我要讲清楚上次我讲的几点。
So let us again turn to First Chronicle chapter 4.
请我们看列王记上对不起历代志上
chapter 4.
第四章
verse 9,
第九节。
And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with pain."
亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。
Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my border." And that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from harm, and it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested.
亚比斯求告以色列的神说：甚愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。神就应允他所求的。
Now, as you remember well, we have fellowship on the prayer of Jabez.
你们若是记得清楚的话，上一次我们讲到亚比斯的祷告。
Now the reason we want to study this prayer.
我们要研读这个祷告的原因是。
Of course, first we would like to learn the skill of prayer before the Lord.
当然我们在主面前要学习祷告的技巧。
And but also because there is a very almost one of the best-selling books around us.
在我们中间有一个。在祷告上最畅销的书。
If you go to any Christian bookstore today,
或是你到所有基督教的书房
，for sure you will find one of the best selling is that book, by Bruce Wilkinson.
就是 Bruce Wilkinson 他写的一本祷告的书
，The Prayer of Jabez.
就是亚比斯的祷告。
And so we would like to share something about that about this prayer, not about that book.
所以我们要来交通一下。这个祷告并不是那本书。
I did mention that I had a mixed feeling about that book.
我曾想到说我有一个混杂的心情。
On one hand, I'm very happy because probably through that book, many people are called to pray.
一方面我非常高兴，因为借着这本书，许多人他们就蒙召来祷告。
And not only pray and also learn their prayer ought to be answered by God himself.
他们不仅来祷告，并且他们知道说他们的祷告要蒙神的应许。
So that on that we should thank the Lord.
所以在这方面我们要来感谢神。
But on the other hand, I really worry many people probably will take this prayer out of context from the Bible.
但是另外一方面我焦虑就是有人看了这本书他们不明白圣经里面它的上下文的意思。
Because we know if you want to understand certain portion of the word of God.
因为你要明白圣经里神话语的一部分。
You ought to read its context. You have to study its context.
你必须要从上下文来看。
So within the context, we should be able to know a little bit more about about the desire of the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit inspired that portion of the word.
所以从上下文的内容，你就可以知道说圣灵他是要怎么样来启示。
So we would like to come back to the word of God.
所以让我们来回到神的话语上。
Now why that book? Why that prayer is so special?
为什么这个祷告是这么特别呢？
I think not because of that book.
并不是这本书。
Now the reason this prayer is so special.
这个祷告是这么特别。
Because in the midst of the chronicles, in the midst of genealogies recorded in chronicles.
因为在历代志所记录的家谱里
and then somehow Holy Spirit squeezed in this prayer
圣灵似乎就把这个祷告挤到这个里面来
You see, when you study genealogy
当你在研读家谱的时候
Your mind is occupied who's who
你的心思是似乎被谁是谁所霸占
So that's very important
这是非常重要的
But then in the midst of genealogies
但是在家谱的当中
Actually Holy Spirit has spent at least nine chapters
但圣灵至少用了九章
So then why in the midst of the who's who Now we have this prayer and the prayer of Jabez
在这九章里面谁是谁里面圣灵就把亚比斯的祷告放进来
So somehow Holy Spirit tried to teach us some important lessons
所以圣灵在这边要教导我们一个重要的功课。
We know that there are many prayers recorded in the Bible.
我们知道有许多的祷告记录在圣经里。
Holy Spirit always touched different aspects of our prayer life.
神在这边在我们祷告生活里面不同的方面来教导我们。
No doubt, now prayer of Jabez really covered one important aspect.
亚比斯的祷告就教导我们祷告生活一个重要的一方面
Now we already mentioned
我们已经祷告
Because this is in the midst of genealogy
因为这是在家谱中间
In the midst of who's who
是在谁是谁之间
So this somehow teaches us when we pray
所以这教导我们当我们祷告的时候
It's, yeah, sometimes it's very important our technique, our skill
我们的技巧似乎是很重要
We should learn some methods
我们应该学习一些方法
We should know that how, in what way our Lord answers our prayer
我们应该知道说神是怎么样听我们祷告
Because God set some condition in the word of God
因为神在他的里面设下一些环境
So it's 条件 So if we fulfill those conditions
所以若是我们符合这些条件
Now God can never betray himself
神不能背叛他自己
So God has to answer our prayer
所以神必须要来答应他的
祷告 So you know when we pray The method, the skill is very important
所以当我们祷告的时候这个技巧是非常方法是重要的
But we already mentioned last time
但是我们已经提过上次
When we come to the prayer of Jabez
当我们来到亚比斯的祷告时
Then you discover the person who pray Actually is very importantIn the eyes of God.
就是你发现说这个祷告的人在神的眼中是非常重要。
So for that reason,
就为这个缘故
and somehow a prayer is being squeezed into genealogy.
所以这个祷告就被挤到这个家谱里。
So when you talk about who's who,
所以当你在讲谁是谁的时
候 now here is someone.
这边有一个人
But brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Now we want to know this person
我们是要来认识这个人
We want to know Jabez
我们要来认识亚比斯
So that's very important
这是非常重要
Without knowing Jabez
不知道亚比斯的话
How could we understand the prayer of Jabez
你如何明白亚比斯的祷告呢
Do you understand
你们明白吗
We may have the technique
我们可能有这些技巧
Of Jabez
亚比斯的技巧
But we are not as say we are not that person
但是我们不是这个人
Holy Spirit has to work deeply in our life
圣灵要在我们生命中做更深的工作
And then you see God will grant him what he requested
所以神就要答应他所要求的
So thank the Lord
所以感谢主
Sometimes because the technique
有时候是这个方法
Because when our Lord was on earth
当我们主在地上
He said because of this word I answer you
他说因为你这个话语我就应允你
I heal you So you see, the word is important.
所以我们看到这个话语是重要。
So sometimes when you pray, we need the word.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们需要这个话语。
Now we really need a certain kind of word that the Lord will answer our prayer.
我们需要一些的话语，神来听我们祷告。
And Jonah knew that word.
约拿知道这个话语。
So you know, one of the best prayer in the Bible is the prayer of Jonah in the belly of fish.
所以在圣经里面一个非常著名的祷告就是约拿在大鱼的肚子里面祷告
Think about it, he was in the belly of fish
我们知道说他在鱼的肚子里
Now of course we don't have to imagine how he lived there
当我们不需要来猜想他是怎么样子在那边生活
But definitely if he has to pray that's the most difficult place for him to pray
但是当你要祷告的时候这是 这是一个非常不容易的地方来
祷告。But remember, out of belly of fish, one of the most beautiful prayer recorded in the Bible.
但是在鱼的腹中，圣经里面一个非常美丽的祷告就这样子记录下来。
In the midst of suffering and affliction.
就是在那个困苦和困境之中。
And then you discover a prayer has been offered.
你就发现一个祷告就被献上。
And then you discover the words Jonah used were very important.
你就发现说约拿所用的祷告是非常重要。
Because when you study his prayer,
所以当你在研读他的祷告
，you will find that actually that prayer consists of many actually taken from many parts from the Word of God.
你就看见说他的祷告事实上是引用圣经许多的话语
，especially those words from Psalms.
尤其是在诗篇里面的话。
So you see, brothers and sisters,
所以我们看见吗
？Sometimes we should use the Word of God to pray back to the Lord.
我们需要用神自己的话语来。
Now, especially sometimes the pain was so great.
有时候是痛苦非常大。
Sometimes affliction is so shocking.
有时候这个痛苦是这样子让人惊讶。
There is no human words will utter that prayer.
人的话语是没有办法献上这样祷告。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹
because you are well versed with the word of God.
但是因为你是用神的话语。
And because you know the word of God so well.
因为你这么明白神的话。
And then you discover some word really came up from your heart.
所以你就看到那些话语从你的心中涌出
来。Jonah never say, "Okay, let me check with my concordance."
他并没有说，约拿并没有说，让我来看一下我的经文。
You see, because computer was not next to him.
因为电脑并不在他旁边。
So, but brother and sister, because he knew the Bible very well.
因为他知道圣经非常清
楚。He memorized the word of God.
他也记忆神的话。
Normally, he did not know how useful are these words.
平常可能他不知道这些话的用处。
Now, to his surprise,
但是他非常惊讶。
Unexpectedly,
在
没想到 when he was in most painful situation
当他在最痛苦的情况里
he was in a great prison
当他在一个监牢里
he was on the verge of death
在一个死亡里面
think about it
想一想
what kind of prayer will offer to the Lord
是怎样一个祷告可以献给神
thank the Lord
感谢主
because normally in his daily life
He
is always occupied with the word of God.
因为他都是神的话语充满了他的生活。
So now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
then he could offer such a wonderful prayer.
他就可以献上这样子美丽的祷告。
And the result was,
那个结果就是
and this fish had thrown out Jonah to the piece of land.
这个鱼就要把它吐到干地。
And Jonah, you know, the fish couldn't stand any longer.
你知道这个鱼并没有办法再忍受了。
Because you see, that's too much. Job inside to pray, that's too much for him.
因为约拿
在他 for the fish.
在他的肚腹里面祷告，对他来说是太大了。
So finally, Jonah was end up in dry land.
所以最后约拿就在干旱地上。
How God answered his prayer.
神是怎么样子听他祷告
So now you understand to pray, you need the words of God.
所以我们知道说我们要祷告，我们需要神的话。
You need the methods.
我们需要一个方法。
But this is not a point in First Chronicle chapter 4.
但是在历代志上第四章并不是这个样子。
Here, important thing is who is praying.
这边重要说是谁是在祷告。
Do you understand?
我明白吗
？Sometimes when we pray,
当我们有时候祷告
，we want to change God.
我们要似乎要改变神。
Because we think that the environment is no good.
因为我们想到说环境不好
we are in weakness
我们在我们的软弱里
Now we know that everything is from God
我们知道每一件事都是从神来的
So we pray to the Lord
所以我们向神祷告
Now please your hand is too heavy Just lift up your hand
我们说你的手太重了请你
So in a sense we want to change God
似乎我们要来改变我们的
手 Do you see that? In another word we try to move the hand that moved the world
我们要来改变那个创造世界的手
，because we want to move， 我们要动这个世界。Because you see, we want to use our hand to move the God's hand, which move our environment。
我们要动那个神动世界的手。
So in a sense, when you pray, you are expecting something to happen。
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们期待有件事要发生。
When the hand of God lift up，
当神的手抬起来的时候
，Now disease gone。
病痛就离开
You are healed.
你就得到医治
We are no longer in the belly of fish. We are on the land.
我们就不再是在鱼腹里，而是在干地。
So that's our prayer.
所以这就是我们的祷告。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹
if we understand the word of God,
若是我们明白神的话
in order for the prayer to be answered,
为了祷告要能得到应许。
You see, God, the Holy Spirit has to work on the two sides.
圣灵要从两方面来做工。
Yes, on the one hand,
一方面
God has to move His hand.
神必须要动他的手。
But on the other hand,
但另外一方面
，How about we who are praying?
那我们这个人祷告的人是怎么样
？So sometimes we want God to change something.
有时候我们需要神来改变一些事。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，and we don't want us to be changed.
我们却不愿意我们自己被改变。
We are so stubborn.
我们是这样顽固。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，What God is doing, He wants to transform us into His image.
神所做的要让我们改变成他的形
象。So something has to be going through some change in our life.
所以在我们生命里必须要有一些改变。
Are you satisfied with yourself?
你是不是很对自己很满意？
Do you think that we are already conform into image of Christ?
你是不是觉得我们已经是改变成他的形象了？
Do we have the patience of Christ?
我们是不是有神的忍耐呢？
Do we have the humility of Christ?
我们是不是有他的谦卑呢？
Of course we say no, brothers and sisters.
当然我们说不。
So sometimes we say, oh, we want to be like you.
我们有时候我们会说我们愿意像你。
So we say we want to be transformed into the image of Christ.
我们要说我们要改变成为基督的形象。
But brothers, how God could achieve His purpose?
但神要怎么样子达到他的目的呢
？In some way, God has to change you.
在一方面，神必须要改变你。
You already set a determination.
你已经下了决心。
You think that's the way of God.
你就说是的，这个就是神的旨意。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，that's a problem.
这个就是问题了。
You see that?
你看见吗
？Because of that,
因为这个缘故
，remember. In God's method of prayer,
在神祷告的方法里
，for Christians,
对于基督徒
，not only that we pray that we can move the hand that moved the world,
不是我们只是要来改变那动世界的动的手，
借着祷告 ，but also through prayer we are also being transformed,
而是借着祷告我们也改变。
So you see, brothers
and sisters,
this is very important.
这是非常重要。
The more we are transformed.
我们自己越多的改变
，the more we are in harmony with God，
我们就与神越多的和好
；the more we are in harmony with God's will，
我们越多与神的旨意和好、
和谐。And that's this very, very important，
这是非常重要。
And then we will be one with Christ，
我们就与基督是合为一。
And then unconsciously will manifest that beauty or glory of Christ，
最后我们就彰显基督的荣耀。
So remember, brothers，
所以请记住。
It no doubt.
没有,
Now the methods are very important.
方法是非常重要。
We can learn from this prayer.
我们可以从这个祷告来学习。
But most important about this prayer,
这个祷告,
is the person who prays.
而是祷告的人。
So that's why in verse 9,
所以在第九节,
Jabez was more honorable than his brother.
他说亚比斯比他众弟兄更为尊贵。
And his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with pain."
他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯。
Now, brothers, we already mentioned that last time. We don't want to repeat.
我们不需要再重复上次所讲的。
And sometimes people make mistakes.
有时候人犯一个错误。
Because they think if you pray the Jabez, a prayer of Jabez.
因为他们觉得说，他们若是祷告亚比斯的祷告。
Or because Jabez prayed that prayer.
因为亚比斯祷告这样祷告。
That's why he was more honorable than his brothers.
所以他比他的众弟兄更尊贵。
No, brothers. According to the order here, very clear.
根据这个上下文非常明白。
Because Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
因为亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵。
And his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with pain."
他说他母亲给他起名亚比斯，意思就是说我生他甚是痛苦。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们。
And we already mentioned.
我们已经提过。
That phrase, "more honorable than his brothers."
他比众弟兄更尊贵。
Being used to describe Joseph.
来，
形容约瑟
，Yes,
because Joseph also was distinguished himself from all his brethren.
因为约瑟也是从他众弟兄中分别出来。
And we already mentioned the distinguish or separation that word.
因为我们也讲到说分别这个字。
Now in Hebrew is the same word as Nazarites.
在希伯来文就是
拿西尔人。
拿西尔人。
And Nazarite in the Old Testament speaks of overcomers.
在那些人在旧约里面讲到说就得胜者。
Now when you see when the priesthood fails，
当祭司制度失败
，then you discover God put the testimony upon the shoulders of Nazarites。
我们就看到神把这个责任放在拿些人的肩
膀上。So brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，now we know that it is a person who really a Nazarite。
所以是这个拿细尔人。
Only a person who distinguished him from his brethren.
只有这个人从他弟兄中分别出来。
Then he was such a wonderful prayer.
他就能够献上这样美丽的祷告。
So that's very, very important.
所以这是非常重要。
And for that reason,
为这个缘故
，Why in chapter 4 of the genealogy you found this prayer?
所以 在第四章为什么在家谱里面你看见这祷告
Because Holy Spirit tried to remind us.
因为圣灵要提醒我们
Jabez actually was contemporary of Caleb.
因为亚比斯是与
Caleb
加勒
那 Caleb the spy
就是那个探子加勒
Now you remember brother and sister we know Caleb very well
我们知道加勒非常清楚
And God said he has a different spirit
他说他与其他有不同的灵
Because he followed me fully
因为他完全的跟随我
Among 12 spies
在十二个探子里
You see God said Caleb has a different spirit
我们看神说加勒有不同的灵
So brother and sister remember you have 12 brethren here
你看到有十二个弟兄们
And Caleb is more honorable than other brethren
但是加勒比其他的更尊贵
So you see brothers the Holy Spirit tried to tell us
所以圣灵借着要告诉我们
There is a line of double portion There is a line of Joseph
就是有一个约瑟那个双倍的祝福
Which represents a spiritual line
就是那个圣灵的线
Now very important one
非常重要的
Because in this line God is calling overcomer
因为在这条线上神在呼召得胜者
So remember brothers and sisters For that because of that
为着这个缘故
Then in that light
在这个光里
We are able to understand Jabez's prayer
我们就可以明白亚比斯的祷告
Now we know Jabez's prayer actually has four items Four points
我们知道亚比斯的祷告有四点
Let us review once again
让我们再一次看
Oh that thou wouldst bless me indeed That's the first one
他说愿你赐福于我
And enlarge my border
扩张我的境界
And that thy hand might be with me And that thou would keep me from harm that it may not pain me
保佑我不遭患难
Now, just this point, four points
不受痛苦
But now, here is a problem here
但是这边有个问题
Because Jabez called on the God of Israel
因为神他是向以色列人神的祷告
Now, are we going to pray the same prayer?
我们是不是要同样的祷告呢
Do you see that? That's very important.
这是非常重要。
Because you remember that request by that woman.
因为我们记得那个妇人的请求。
And when she prayed,
当她祷告的时候
he said, "The son of David."
她说大卫子孙。
Now please pity on me.
请可怜可怜我吧。
Remember, he addressed wrongly to the Lord.
他叫神是他叫主是错的。
Because you see, our Lord, yes, to the Jewish, to the people of Israel.
对于以色列百姓。
Now the son of David means Messiah.
大卫子孙意思就是弥赛亚。
So if they pray that way,
或是他们这样祷告
，that correct one.
这个正确的是。
But unfortunately, that woman, she prayed a wrong prayer from the very beginning.
但是这个妇人她却祷告一个从开始就错的祷告。
So then you know how our Lord react to that.
所以我们就知道我们的主是怎样反应。
And our Lord tried to help her.
我们的主试着要帮助她。
So I think that's very important.
这是非常重要的。
Now are we supposed to call on the God of Israel and pray such a prayer?
我们是不是要祈求以色列的神来这样祷告？
Do you understand?
我们明白吗？
Because this is genealogy among the twelve tribes of Israel.
因为这是以色列支派十二个支派的祷告。
That's something to do with earthly children of God.
这是与神在地上的儿女有关。
神属弟子民的。
属弟子民有关。
Because they are the earthly children of God.
因为他是神属地的子民。
And we are heavenly children of God.
我们是神属天的子民。
So then, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
are we supposed to pray such a prayer?
我们是不是应该也是这样祷告呢
？Or should we learn something from here?
或者是我们从这边来学习一些知识
？So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Because you remember, because the Bible tried to teach us what kind of person who prays.
因为圣经在这边教导我们要成为怎样一个祷告的人。
So what wonderful we are told the prayer of Jabez here.
所以非常美丽的在这边来告诉我们亚比斯的祷告。
So strictly speaking,
所以严格来说
，Now we really have a question: Are we supposed to pray such a prayer?
我们就有一个问题，是不是我们要这样子的祷告呢
？But something very important.
有一件非常重要的。
Because here actually lies some very important spiritual principle.
因为这边告诉我们一个非常重要的属灵
的原则。So we have to learn that we have to find out why God grant him what he requested.
所以我们要看到说神为什么答应他所要求的。
So if you know why,
所以你若是知道为什么
，So then we know how we ought to pray.
你就知道我们要如何祷告。
Do you understand?
你明白吗
？Even we may not pray literally.
纵然我们不是一个字一个字祷告。
Even we don't pray at the same earthly level.
虽然我们也不是在同样属地的
Because you see, the way they pray, the everything belong to Israel is earthly.
因为每一件 属于以色列的都是属地的。
The blessing here means earthly blessing.
这边的祝福是属地的祝福。
It means wonderful car, beautiful houses.
可能是非常漂亮的车子或者是房子。
And wonderful children.
或是好的儿女。
Now these are the blessing people of Israel they pray.
这个就是以色列子民的祷告。
But more than that,
但是
actually God promised to the earthly people the earthly blessings.
神应许属地子民属地的祝福。
So you see, that's their specialty.
这是他们奇特的地方。
That's why on this earth,
所以在这个世上，
why people of Israel they were so peculiar?
为什么以色列的子民是这么奇特？
Because God has promised them with earthly blessings.
因为神向他们应许他们属地的祝福。
Then, brothers and sisters, are we going to extreme?
我们是不是要到极端呢？
Saying that then, because the earthly blessing, so we are not supposed to do it to pray such a prayer.
因为是属地的祝福，所以我们就不要这样祷告。
No, brothers.
弟兄姊妹。
Because according to a letter to Ephesians,
因为根据以弗所书，
we are being blessed with
Blessing. 我们是,
Now, brothers, it's much greater than earthly blessing.
比属地的祝福更大。
Now, when you seek for God's righteousness and His kingdom,
当你在那边寻求他的公义和他的
国度。That means when you are seeking the heavenly blessing,
当你在寻求属天的祝福。
All these will be added to you.
这一切都要加给你。
What are all these?
这是
This is about all the earthly blessings.
这些就是属地的祝福。
So you see, brothers and sisters,
我们看见吗？
You don't have to seek for that blessing.
你不需要来寻找这些。
But if you really seek for heavenly blessing,
但是如果是寻求属天的祝福，
this just added to you.
这些都要加给你。
Do you see? Do you understand?
我明白吗？
When you try to buy something,
当我们要买一些东西，
then people will give you bonus, just give you another thing.
神人给你一些加给你的东西。
So you see, brothers and sisters, remember, for we Christians,
对我们基督徒来说，
we do not pray for the earthly blessings.
我们并不祷告要地上
住。You don't have to worry about it. What to eat, what to drink, what to wear.
你不需要忧虑要吃什么穿什么。
But what are we going to do?
但是我们要怎么做呢？
We are seeking for heavenly blessing.
我们在寻找属天的祝福。
And God already promised in Christ all the blessings of heavenly blessing will be given to us.
神已经应许我们一切的属天祝福都在基督里。
So you see, brothers,
我们看见吗？
When we pray such a prayer, so then after that, this will be all added to us.
所以在这之后，这一切都要加给你。
So now, important thing is,
所以重要的是，
when we look at this prayer,
当我们来看这个祷告，
we should draw some spiritual principle from there.
我们要从这边找一些属灵的原则。
Then we know how to pray.
所以我们就知道如何祷告。
So it's, as you see, this is very very important one.
是非常非常重要的。
Then another thing I already remind you.
另外一件事我已经提醒你了。
Because this prayer actually is unfinished prayer.
因为这个祷告是一个没有完成的祷告。
Because strictly speaking, this is vow.Of Jabez.
因为这严格来说是亚比斯的一个愿望。
You remember the vow of Jacob, right?
我们知道雅各的愿。
And in his prayer, in his vow,
在他的愿里
has two parts.
有两个方面。
First, if God is going to do certain things,
我第一方面就是神若是这么做，
then he said, I will do certain things.
他就说我也要做这些事。
Do you understand? That's vow.
这是许愿。
Thou always make always have these two portions, part, two parts.
愿许愿总是有两方面。
So if God is doing this and this and this,
若是神这么做，
then I will do that and that.
我就要这么做。
So that's the vow.
这就是许愿。
Now according to Bible scholar,
根据圣经的学者，
this is all the Jabez, the prayer of Jabez actually is a vow of Jabez.
亚比斯的祷告事实上是亚比斯的愿。
So according to Hebrew,
所以根据希伯来，
now if thou would bless me indeed.
若是你祝福我，
if you enlarge my border,
若是你扩张我的境界，
if thy hand might be with me,
若是你的手常与我同在，
and if you keep me from harm and it may not pain me,
若是保佑我不遭遇患难不受艰苦，
that's it, that's according to Hebrew.
这根据希伯来文就是这个样。
But something is missing.
但是有一件事是，
and Jabez didn't say then I will do this and this and this.
亚比斯并没有说然后我就要这么做。
Somehow God interrupted him.
似乎神在这边打断他。
Don't go on anymore.
他说你不需要再说了。
And then what the Bible, what God was doing?
所以神做什么？
God granted him what he requested.
神就应允他所求的。
That's a wonderful prayer, brothers.
这是一个非常美丽的祷告。
Do you see that? This is such a vow.
这是这样子一个愿。
And someone even did not finish it.
有人甚至没有完成它。
God said, "I already answer you."
神说我已经应允你。
I grant you what you request.
我说我应允你所求的。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the nature of prayer of Jabez.
这个就是亚比斯祷告的一个性质。
Then why?
为什么？
Because that's something to do with the person.
因为这与这个人有关。
Do you understand?
明白吗?
And this is unfinished prayer.
这是一个没有完成的祷告。
But somehow say keep just do that. Now don't pray anymore.
但是神说你不需要再祷告了。
I already answer you.
我已经应允你了。
I grant you what you requested.
我已经应允你所求的。
Now, what kind of vow is this?
这是怎样的一个愿
呢? Do you understand?
我明白吗?
We have to understand the nature of this prayer.
我们必须要明白这个祷告的性质。
Now, more than that.
啊，不止如此。
If you study carefully these four items.
若是我们仔细的研读这四项。
Very interesting.
非常有趣的。
God made a covenant with his own people.
神与他的子民啊设了约。
You remember?
我明白。
If the people of Israel.
或是以色列百姓。
They obey the will of God.
他们遵守神的旨意。
They obey the law.
他们遵守这个律法。
According to the Bible.
根据圣经。
They will be wonderfully blessed.
他们就要被大大祝福。
They signed the contract.
他们已经啊
签了合
约
了。But don't forget.
但请不要忘记。
Now if they do not fulfill God's will.
或是他们没有来完成神
的旨意。If they disobey the word of God.
他们不遵行神的旨意。
They will be cursed.
他们就要被啊。
咒诅 Now for almost 1,800 years. You remember how they were just like a ball being kicked from one place to another in the whole world.
我们记得他们在世上就好像一个球被丢来丢去。
God was very serious.
神是非常的严。
If you want to do it, you don't have to sign the signature.
若是你不想做，你不需要来签这个合约。
But you remember in the history of Israel.
但是我们记得在以色列的历史。
And Israelites really signed the signature.
以色列人实在是签了这个合约。
You see, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们看。
So now when they obey the word of God.
当他们遵守神的话语。
God is bound. God has no choice but bless his people.
神没有办法，因为他只能祝福他的。
Do you see? Because that's the agreement. That's the covenant there.
因为这个是一个约，这个是一个合约。
So brothers and sisters, now you understand.
你们现在明白了。
Who is Jabez?
谁是亚比斯呢？
He is more honorable than his brothers.
他比他的众兄弟更尊贵。
He is an overcomer.
他是一个得胜者。
Now spiritually speaking, he is a Nazarite.
从圣灵属灵方面来说，他是一个
那些人。So because of that,
为着这缘故。
Now, brothers, an overcomer always take the will of God as his own will.
得胜者总是把神的旨意当作他自己的旨意。
So you see, brothers,
所以我们看见吗
？If Jabez obeyed the word of God,
若是亚比斯遵行神的旨意。
Now when he said, "Oh, that thou would bless me,"
他说神你要祝福我。
Do you think God should let him continue?
我们想说神要让他继续吗？
You don't have to.
你都不需要。
Because according to that covenant,
因为根据这个约，
God has to bless you.
神必须要祝福你。
So you see, brothers and sisters, if you read this portion carefully,
若是我们读这一部分仔细的话，
and you will find that actually these four items.
所以我们要看到这四方面。
Remember, when people of Israel in normal spiritual condition.
当以色列在他们正常属灵的光景。
Now actually they don't have to pray.
他们事实上不需要祷告。
They don't have to say if.
他们不需要说若是。
If you recognize that covenant.
若是你知道这个约。
If you know that the word of God, the Lord, God of Himself will never betray Himself.
若是我们真知道说神不能背约的话。
So if we know that.
若是我们知道。
Then, brothers and sisters, now you understand why God granted him what he requested.
为什么神应允他所要求的？
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
in another words,
换句话说，
this prayer is according to the will of God.
这个祷告是根据神的旨意。
When you pray a prayer,
当你祷告一个祷告，
which is in harmony with God's will of God,
是与神的旨意相调和。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
your prayer is always unfinished prayer.
你的祷告永远是没有完成的祷告。
My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we always pray and pray and pray.
我们常常不停的祷告。
How many times we have unfinished prayer?
有多少的时候我们的祷告是一个没有完成的祷告？
It depends on whether you are willing what God wills.
就是根据你的祷告是不是根据神的旨意。
When you are in harmony with God's will,
当你的祷告是与神的旨意相调和。
Then brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
whatever you wish.
不管你是要怎么样，
It will be done.
愿意交被成
就。 How do I know that?
我如何知道呢？
Let's come back to John chapter 15.
让我们看约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you,
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。
Ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you.
凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
Now, of course, we like the last sentence.
当然，我们喜欢最后这个句子。
Now, whatever, ask whatever you wish, it shall be done to you.
凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
But brothers and sisters, we forgot the first part, right?
但是我们忘了第一部分。
Now, what is the first part?
第一部分是什么呢？
If you abide in me,
若是你们在我里面。
And my words abide in you,
我的话也常在你们里面。
What do you have here?
你们有什么呢？
You have a union with Christ.
你就与基督是联合的。
Remember? You take the will of Christ as your will.
你就把神的旨意当作你的旨意。
So when you will something,
当你愿意什么，
you don't will your own will.
你不是用你自己的意愿。
You will the will of God.
你是用神的旨意来意愿。
My brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们。
Now if you really abide in Christ,
若是你真是住在里面。
And His word really abides in you,
他的话真是住在里面。
Whatever you wish,
不管凡你们所愿意的。
And it shall be done.
祈求的就给你们成就。
So you see, brothers and sisters,
我们看见弟兄姊妹，
this is a wonderful promise.
这实在是一个美丽的应
许。So now you understand.
所以我们现在明白。
You don't have to pray exact prayer of Jabez.
我们不需要祷告啊亚比斯同样的祷告。
But in principle,
但在原则上
，that prayer to teach us we have to pray according to God's will.
这个祷告告诉我们是说我们要祷告神的旨意。
Who are Jabez?
谁是亚比斯呢
？Those who abide in Christ.
就是那些常住在。
And also, these people let the words of Christ abide in him.
而且是让神的话语住在他里面。
Think about it.
让我们想一想。
If the word abide in us,
或是神的话住在我们，
we begin to know the will of God.
我们就知道神的旨意。
We know God's heart.
我们就知道神的心。
Now, brothers,
弟兄们，
since we are one with Christ,
既然我们与神是合一的，
we take His emotion as our emotion.
我们就让他的心情成我们的心。
God loved the world.
神爱世人。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we can't help but go out and preach the gospel.
我们就不得不出去传福音。
Do you see that? It is not because I have a gift, that's why I preach the gospel.
不是因为我
有这个恩赐。
不是因为我有恩赐。
It is not because that's my pleasure.
因为也不是因为是我的。
It is not because I have a golden mouth. I can speak to a thousand or 2,000 people.
也不是因为我有一个金舌头，所以我可以向1,000-2,000的人传。
Now one day.
有一天，
when the love of God filled me to the uttermost,
当神的爱完完全充满我，
I take His emotion as my emotion.
我就把他的心情当作我的心情。
God so loved the world,
神是这么爱世人，
I can't help but love.
我不得不爱。
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，
Now I take the will of God as my will.
我就把神的旨意当作我的旨意。
So I say, Lord, not my will.
我就说神不是我的旨意，
but your will.
而是你的旨意。
Do you see that?
所以我们看见。
Sometimes on the Lord's, especially Tuesday evening when we have prayer.
有时候在礼拜二祷告聚会。
We pray, but we really don't know the will of God.
我们祷告，但我们不明白神的旨意。
You see, for each person, God has His will.
对每一个人，神有他的旨意。
Now we should pray according to God's will.
我们要根据神的旨意祷告。
Now that's very important.
是非常重要的。
And that's why Jabez was more honorable than the other brothers.
所以这就是为什么亚比斯比他的众兄。
So, brothers, and this is very important. We have to interpret the prayer of Jabez in the life of chapter 15 of John.
我们必须要借着约翰福音第十五章的光来解释。
The Lord said, "I am the vine."
耶稣说，我就是葡萄树。
You are the branches.
你是枝子。
So we ought to abide in Christ.
所以我们必须要住在基督里。
And brothers, sisters, by doing so,
借着这样做，
we are more honorable than others.
我们就比众弟兄更珍贵。
So you see, brothers,
所以弟兄们看见吗？
This may then we will be on the line of an overcomer.
这个就是在得胜者那条线上。
And then you see that God will grant what He requested.
我们就看到神要祝福他所愿意。
So you see, brothers, sometimes, I wish I had $100 million.
有时候我说我需要想要有100万。
But sometimes the Lord will not give to you.
但是神不会给你。
Think about it.
想一想。
He only give you $10,000, you already become so independent.
啊，你他若是给你一万块，你就变成非常独立。
If he give you $1 million,
或是给他给你啊一百万
，you may be spoiled.
你可能就宠坏了。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗
？For God to give you $1 million is not a difficult thing.
啊，对于神要给你百万，并不是一个不啊、
But、
不是一个困难的事。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes if God don't talk, if God just give you $100,000, probably you won't come to the meeting anymore.
若是神只是给你十万块，你可能就不来聚会了。
Because the world is so attractive.
因为这个世界这么样子吸引人。
So my brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
that doesn't mean that we should not pray. We should pray sometimes.
并不是说我们就不祷告了，我们仍然需要祷告。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
if you wish a wish,
但是若是你许一个愿
if you will a will,
若是你许一个志愿
sometimes the work of God needs money.
有时候神的旨意是需要钱的。
But brother and sister, where you get this money?
但是你要从哪边得到这些钱呢
？Now you are asking for $1 million, not for yourself.
啊，你要求百万，不是为了自己。
Then, brother and sister, if you are a right person,
若是你是一个对的人
，the answer will be prayed. The prayer will be answered.
这个祷告就要得到答。
The same thing with our health.
同样我们的健康
Now brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Remember Of course we live as long as possible
当然我们希望活得越久越好
But why you want to live longer
但为什么你要活久一点
You want to become a good grandpa and grandma
因为你要成为一个好的祖父祖母
So that many grandkids will surround you
所以你有许多的子孙要围绕你
You will enjoy your life
你就会享受你的生命
That's really wonderful That's nothing wrong with it
这是非常好这也没有
什么错 We should pray that we may have a long life
我们要祷告一个非常长的生命
But brothers and sisters The more you serve the Lord The more you discover the life is so short.
你就越多看见我们的生命是。
The more you know the word of God.
你越多知道神的话。
You discover one life is not enough for the word of God.
你就发现
一个人
一生是对于神的
不够的。Oh, you wish 10 more years, 20 more years.
你就多么希望有更十年、二十年。
Now, my brothers and sisters, have you asked for the Lord?
你是不是问过主
？To give you more time,
给你更多的时间
，that you may study the word even more.
所以你可以更多的来读书。
Because you are really hungry for His word.
因为你对他的话是这么饥渴。
So, brothers and sisters, remember, if you abide in Christ,
若是你住在基督里
，and Christ also abide in you,
基督也住在你里
，His word also abide in you,
他的话也要住在你里
，then you know what to pray,
你就知道如何祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, nothing wrong to pray big, to pray for money or for a long life.
若是祷告一件很大的事情，或者是祈求长的生命
<Because S 1>
或者是钱也没有错。
That's one of Jabez's prayer.
因为这是亚比斯的祷告。
Enlarge my border.
他说扩充我的境界。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹
，How do you understand that word?
你要如何明白这个话呢
？Enlarge my territory.
他是扩充我的疆界。
You will never understand that word. That phrase.
你永远不会明白这个。
Unless you know that Caleb lived almost the same time as Jabez.
除非你明白说，加勒也是在同一个时代。
In the same chapter four,
在第四章
，you have two overcomers.
你有两个得胜者。
Both overcomers, Bible said, they are more noble, in effect, than other brothers.
这两个得胜者都比他众弟兄更尊贵。
So you see, brothers,
所以我们看见吗，弟兄
？Now let us read one verse from the Bible.
让我们再读圣经另外一部分。
Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记第十四章。
Very interesting passage.
非常有趣的经节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Then the son of Judah drew near to Joshua in Gilgal.
第六节，十四章第六节。那是犹大人来到基甲见约书亚。
And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord spoke to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea."
有基尼喜族耶夫尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说：“耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚之
I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought word back to him as it was in my heart."
第六节后半段指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话，你都知道了。耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正四十岁，我按着心意回报他。
Now verse four，
第四节。
Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt with fear, but I follow the Lord my God fully.
第八节。然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗
？Now, late Caleb had the spirit of Jabez.
啊，约书亚有那个。
No, Caleb.
加勒有
亚比斯的
灵。
Now remember here, the Bible. So in effect, Bible said he is more honorable than other brothers.
所以圣经这边说他比众弟兄更尊贵。
But I follow the Lord my God fully.
但是他说我跟随专心跟随耶和华我的神。
So Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely that land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance to you and to your children forever."
第九节，当日摩西起誓说，你脚所踏之地定要归给你和你的子孙，永远为业。
Because you have followed the Lord my God fully.
因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Now this verse is important.
这个经节是非常重要。
When Caleb went through wilderness.
当加勒在旷野行。
Every time when he saw one by one falling in the wilderness.